Hey guys, it's Tizzy time and I'm back. I'm finally home, leaving stressful ass Oswego State University. You know, it's not easy getting your master's, but you know, nonetheless, I pushed it through. This semester was really a tough one. I had two jobs and I was taking four classes. So like literally I had no time for like anything, to barely breathe, to hang out. I barely ate. So if that tells you anything, that tells you that my time was just all consumed. Like I would sit there in the bed and turn my alarm off just so I could have an extra 3.5 minutes of sleep. Like it was a lot, but you know, we got through it. Congrats to everybody who graduated today, including my friends Wolfie, Brindell, and Mateo. So proud of you guys. You guys are going to go on and do great things. I can't wait to meet up in the future, you know, having our brunch overlooking Central Park and laughing about the hard times in the past. But I also want to congratulate everybody who had a tough semester like I did and pushed through regardless. Rochelle, that's you. Super proud of you. Rochelle had 6 classes, I believe, and had 2 jobs. And she adopted 2 cats, so she was going through it. So I want to shout out Rochelle. Morgan, you know, Morgan always talks about working hard, but always gets 95s. I don't know what she does, but that's a mystery for another day. But today's podcast will be the season 2 finale. Yay! But also boo, because, you know, I love doing my podcast. I love working towards it. Everybody knows my podcast is my motherfucking baby. So, I mean, but it's almost the end of the year and, you know, season 3 is coming soon. I can't believe I've been doing this for 3 seasons already, but yeah, like I said, I always love having people on the show, having people's opinions. So if you do want to come on the show, please shoot me an email, a text, whatever way you can get in contact with me. I would love to have people on the show. Love, love, love. And I set up a conference number. I did it for season 2, but I didn't really instill it. But season 3, I will be utilizing my call-in number. I want people to call in and give their opinions. I have a lot in store for season 3. I'm really excited. I want to do a launch party for the podcast where I have like a listening party. I do also want to like release merch for season 3, like t-shirts and mugs. I also want in season 3 to have more guests. I would love to have people come on and express their talent, especially if you like rap, you sing, you do any business, any services. I would love to have you on my podcast to broadcast yourself. Everybody, we're all young. I love to promote people. I love to help people out. I love to, you know, exude positive affirmations into everybody. And I would love to have people on my podcast, you know, kickstarting their business or even progressing it. I'm down for it. Season 3, I haven't come up with a release date yet. I know I said I would have it by the season 2 finale. However, I'm still thinking about when's best to start season 3. You know, I'll get there. Maybe I'll like throw it on you guys or release it around Christmas, the holiday season, like, you know, or maybe the new year I'll come out with a surprise date. But I am excited about it. Yeah. So anyway, moving along to Ask Tizzy. You guys did send in a lot of questions. I was shocked. I know I badgered a lot of you guys and sent my, like, promo to everyone. But, like I told you guys, this is my baby and I'm going to promote this shit till I die. So, I really go hard for it. But the first question is, what is my dream career? My dream career is doing something along the lines of this, you know, giving my opinion and getting money for it. and, you know, just spewing my bullshit for money purposes. No, I'm lying. What I do want to do, my dream career is to be successful. Whatever market I am in, I just want to be successful in it. What I really do want to do long term, and this is what I've been saying since I was an undergrad and, you know, striving towards my BA, I said I want to be the first Black woman of late night TV, the first woman of late night TV, on a syndicated network. Not like E, not, you know, not doubting anyone who's on E, but I definitely wanted to be on a platform like NBC, ABC, CBS, or not Fox, fuck Fox, but ABC, CBS, or NBC. I definitely want to, you know, be up there with the likes of Fallon and Kimmel and Corden. I definitely see myself, you know, instilling what I've learned and my humor and everything into a syndicated late night show. And that's what my dream career is. I have been touching other bases in my field, like graphic design, PR, marketing. So, I mean, I haven't been as instilled in what my dream career is. Like, I have not touched a camera in years. I have not edited a film in years. I have, like, I am a little behind on what I want my dream to be. Nonetheless, I'm a sponge. So I, you know, basically capture information super quick, and I exude that in all my talents and everything I do. So, I mean, it's still in my grasp, but my dream career at this point and my MA is doing something within a school, doing something along the lines of like PR for a school, maybe marketing for a school, graphic design, just, you know, starting to get my foot wet there. So that's like my short-term goal. But long-term goal is to be on TV, and be on a, be up there in the rankings of Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and James Corden. So hopefully God will bless me and get me to that platform. I doubt him none. I don't doubt him, but, you know, we'll see. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens on God's time clock. So I've just been learning to trust him and, you know, get there when I get there. The next question is, what are some quotes or sayings that inspire you? That actually ties into my last question. A lot of quotes that inspire me is definitely the one I have tattooed on my ass. And it's called, the phrase is que sera sera. And I thought it was such like an oxymoron, not oxymoron, but like, it was like coincidental or like, I forgot what the word is. It's not coming to my head at the moment, but it's like a little coinky dink, that it says que sera sera, whatever will be, and I have it on my butt because it's like, well, whatever will be, but, I definitely like that play on words. I definitely learned from, you know, young, like high school on, that you can only control so much in your life. So why stress about things you can't control? And why stress about things you can control? Like, let things be. So that's one of my favorite quotes. Another quote I love, and it's a biblical quote, it's no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Since I was about 8, I've been following that religiously. That's something my mother always tells me, especially when I'm, you know, in a, you know, in a stressful place, whether it be school, whether it be life, whether it be because I stubbed my toe. She always tells me no weapon will form. And honestly, that gets me by day, day by day. I love that saying. I actually want to get it tattooed on me, you know, that's in progress. So we'll see how that goes. But those are two quotes that are instilled in me and have been instilled in me for some time. A lot of other quotes. Brendel had said something on my podcast prior on the Double Standards podcast. I believe that's episode 6. She stated that she doesn't want happiness because happiness comes from material things. She wants joy because joy comes from within. And I've been trying to, you know, follow that saying as well. It was a saying that definitely had taken me aback. I had never heard that, but it really resided with me. It really resided with me perfectly. So I like that saying as well. The next question is, who are your idols and my inspirations? Well, the Bible says you shouldn't have idols, so I don't have any. But I don't really have idols because I don't really aspire to be like anyone. I love being like myself. I would say my inspiration is
definitely my mother. My mother is one of the people you can say I look up to. That's one person. My mother, I don't even know how to describe how she has persevered so much and how that has made me want to persevere. How she persevered so much and how it made me want to persevere as well. She's just an inspiration from since I was little. Like, I've always looked up to my mother, my father as well. Just from every aspect, from their own personal lives to their character, to their love for their children, to how they treat their children. My parents are my inspiration. I will also say my aunt is an inspiration to me. She and her husband, she has pushed me relentlessly to do this podcast, and she supports me through it, day in and day out. And that's even when I want to quit this podcast and I just don't want to continue on. My aunt is definitely someone who tells me to continue on and persevere. And I have to say, I look up to her for that as well. A lot of people who inspire me are my friends. Alexis is an inspiration. Wolfie is an inspiration. Brendel's an inspiration. Cam is an inspiration. Bola, like, I can go on. Like, my friends inspire me because they work hard and they want to, you know, push for their dreams. And if I didn't include you, you know that you inspire me. Morgan inspires me, Rochelle. Like, these are people who want to work hard and be something in life. And that's something I must say I can never look down on, but only look up at. That's amazing. I love keeping people in my circle who want to be something and work hard. And those are inspirations to me. The next question is, do I have a boyfriend? Yes. Yes, I do. I was waiting to tell everybody, but yes, I have a man in my life. His name is Jesus. And, you know, he treats me so well. And yeah, no, but seriously, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm in a stage in life where, like, no boy is really interesting to me or, you know, piques my interest. Like, I, not to sound like I'm just so high and holy and no one ranks up to me, but they don't. But seriously, I don't know. I just haven't found my equal yet, or someone who piques my interest, or someone who wants to equally work as hard for their goal as I do. So I'm really goal oriented at the moment. I'm just really focused on my future. I don't really have time to think about guys. But you know, if Kevin Durant wants to hit me up or take off or any young man with money, I'm here for it, you know. I won't say no to a date, you know, or marriage. But yeah, on a serious note, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I'm looking to solidify my career. So that's the answer on that. The next question is, why do you love me? Because I love you mostly because my mom loves you. My mom has never really liked any of my friends. So for her to sit there and pull you in as a whole daughter and buy you gifts and shit, it makes me a little jealous. But, you know, I can't get upset because my mom has never liked any of my friends or found a friend that was quality enough for her to take in as family. Like, the only friend I would say she would like was my old best friend. Well, not old. I wouldn't say she's my old best friend, but, like, we're adults. We don't talk as much, but my best friend from high school, Isabella, like, my mom still asks about her to this day. But besides that, like, you are the friend she genuinely loves. I mean, she likes Wolfie, but she loves you, which is weird. She likes Bola too, but, like, she loves you. Like, I don't know. So I love you because my mom loves you. And I also love you because you respect me and you count, you pull me out bullshit and you, you know, tell me when I'm wrong, even if I'm angry. I love you because you push and persevere and stay positive regardless of the situation. And that's something I should take from you. And I love you because you're about to, you know, tell these niggas why their minds is all fucking wrong, and be my little baby black psychologist. So that's why I love you. The next question is, what advice do you have for undergraduates during their transitional period? I wish I had someone like myself to give advice when I was an undergrad, someone in a master's program, but unfortunately I didn't. One thing I would say for undergrads, patience. That's the main thing. Some people get jobs right out of college. Some people don't. That doesn't mean you give up. That doesn't mean you hang your head low. That doesn't mean you feel like you're no one. You're going to be great. Just trust God's timing. Just trust your timing. It's no need to rush. If you feel like you need to go back to school, go back to school. If you feel like a bachelor's is enough, then that's fine. But don't ever give up. Don't ever feel like you're incompetent. Just have patience. It's coming. It's all a part of your life is a plan. It's all going to play out. So that's my advice for undergrads into the job world, into their masters. Just have patience. I know it may seem like a lot. I know it may seem overwhelming. I know it may seem underwhelming, but just have that patience and just don't, you know, feel like you lack in any period in your life. So everybody has their own time clock. So just work on your own time clock. What's one piece of advice what's one piece of wisdom or advice you would give those to remember? Everybody thinks I'm this positive person and this, everybody thinks I'm this wise person or this advice-driven person. I just go off what I want my life to be. And that's positive. I'm a friend, I'm a person, even if I don't know you, who will speak a positive affirmation in your life. And people will take that and grab a hold of that and want that. And my advice is be positive at all times. I know life is probably like 3% positive sometimes, or like 10%, depending on how you live your life. But if you just stay positive and trust God and trust yourself and know you're somebody that, you know, works hard and really wants, you know, their goals to be achieved, you'll be fine. So my wisdom is trusting yourself, trusting God, and just push through, persevere, prove those wrong. So that's what I would give a piece of wisdom or advice to remember. The next question is, when are you coming back home? I'm home now, bitch. You asked this question very prematurely, dumbass. So I'm home. Where the fuck you at? Because you're not home. So so don't ask me about my whereabouts. The next question is, what motivated you to start your podcast in the first place? This could be a whole podcast for its own. You know, like I could make a whole podcast about the beginnings of the Shantizzy podcast. But in a nutshell, I just really always wanted to be on a forum where I had my opinion and I was able to portray it and able to, you know, speak on what I believed without any, you know, censors, without any holds, without, you know, worrying about who I would upset or who wouldn't like it. So I decided to start a podcast because what better place than to speak about myself and speak about issues that are, you know, dear to my heart, but on my own platform. So I decided to start the podcast. I did have help. A girl I was in undergrad with, I was telling her about how I wanted to start She was in a broadcasting class with me, but I can't remember her name. I think it was, I'm not even going to try to break my brain right now figuring out her name. But we had a discussion about what our careers were in the future. And I told her that I wanted to, you know, be on TV and be the late night woman. And she told me, well, why don't you start a podcast? See if you like that. Talking on that platform where your face is not really shown, where you don't have to worry about what your appearance looks like, but your voice is so powerful in its own right that people are going to keep coming back. And she was like, you have the voice, you have the personality, why don't you just start a podcast? And I was like, you know what? I'll try it. But, you know, at the time, it was my final semester of undergrad, and I just wanted to get the fuck out of school. And then right after that, I was pulled in automatically to work. But after working at where I was after my BA, I realized I didn't want to be in that job. So I wound up coming back to school. And when I came back to school, I decided to draft out a whole plan about a podcast. I didn't want to start prematurely. I didn't just want to jump out and do a podcast. I really wanted to plan it through. And even when it premiered in April, I still feel like I jumped on it. I rushed the person who made my first logo to make it, and ultimately I didn't like it, but I decided to push anyway because I really wanted to have my voice and my platform out there. Within my first episode, it was a whole process. I almost gave up, to be honest. I couldn't take out basically like a recorder or a mic from school because I was a master's student and I didn't come up on the, you know, computer system. Then once I did get a recorder from the library, I didn't have a SIM card. So I ran to Walmart to get a SIM card. The SIM card was $30. I didn't feel the need to pay $30 for a SIM card when it was online for $16. Then a girl I was friends with at the time had a SIM card, and she let me use it, and we wound up recording at her house. I didn't wind up finishing that recording until 11 o'clock at night, but I did it nonetheless, so I was happy about it. And it got great reviews. Like, I had over 350 listens my first podcast, and that just instilled all the confidence in me to continue. The second one didn't garner as much listens. I think it had about 94. And I didn't really like the energy in the room when I did my second podcast. So I decided to just, you know, at that point, I really didn't want to quit, but I still pushed on. And even now, as my views are, you know, lower and lower, I still want to push. This is my baby. I believe in this podcast and I want to make it something worthwhile. So what motivated me to start, without straying away from the question, what motivated me to start my podcast in the first place was my hunger to get my voice out there and make my own platform, and also the words and encouragement of family and friends. And that girl in undergrad who decided to say that I have a personality and a voice, why not just start it? Why wait? So ultimately, I was a motivation in my podcast starting and the people around me. So like I said, my circle is always positive. So they helped me a lot as well. The next question, which I really don't have an answer to, is, well, I don't know. I really don't know because, all right, I'm going to just ask the question. How do you know if a nigga's dick is dry or he got an STD? I don't fucking know, bitch. I use I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe stop having raw sex and use protection so you don't get an STD. And I don't know if these niggas got STDs, but a lot of them do. So just stop fucking them. Get one nigga and just fuck him consistently. And you won't have to worry about STDs or dry dick. So that's an answer, kind of. That was just a funny ass question. Okay. That was the like wildest, weirdest question I got. But whatever. The next question is, what is your biggest makeup peeve? Honestly, I have so many, but my main one is I hate when girls do their eyebrows darker than their hair color. Like, why do you have black eyebrows with brown hair? Like, no, 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 just no. I understand, like, if you have red hair or blonde hair, you want to have brown eyebrows. Fine, sure. Just make sure they're not dark as shit. And I also hate in makeup. My makeup, it's just personal for me. When I try to put setting powder under my eyes or on my face and it gets all over my black clothes, like, I hate that shit. That just makes me want to just throw my whole face away. Excuse me. And what else is my biggest makeup peeve? I would say putting on lashes. I can't put on lashes for shit. I always have either Lucky or Tiffany put them on because I literally cannot put lashes on. Like, I fucking suck at it. So, like, even if I try, it just looks weird or they start coming off. So, I don't know. Excuse me. I have, like, a dry cough. But yeah, my biggest makeup peeve is all of those. The next question is, why are you so black? Like personality wise or like skin tone complexion? Because personality is because I love my blackness and I want to be apologetic for that. Personality wise, I love being black and I won't be apologetic about it. I'm unapologetically black. So, okay. But skin tone wise, I'm not that black. I wish I was dark skinned. I love dark skin men, dark skin babies. I just love dark skin. I love the melanin. So I do wish I was darker, but you know, I'm not light bright, but you know, I'm on the cusp of light bright. The next question is, do bitches ever learn? No, they don't. They don't. They have to learn for themselves. But I don't know in which context are you speaking. Like, are you speaking in bitches as bitches who are friends, bitches who are in relationships? Like, technically, bitches in relationships, no, they don't learn. They have to learn by themselves. Bitches in friendships. Me personally, in my friendships, I learned after the second instance. Like, I'm a big believer of second chances, unfortunately. I know I don't look like it, but I am. 2017 to 2018 was a whole year of second chances. Like, I had a bunch of people who came back into my life. And, you know, I opened them welcomely, you know. Open arms, come back, yeah, like, let's work on from where we left off, and crash and burn every time, crash and burn every time, crash and burn every time. So I do learn. Me personally, I learn after the second instance because I'm such a sucker and I have a big heart and I feel like people change. So in my instance, I learn. But like they say, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. Oh no, fool me once, shame on you. Yeah, fool me twice, shame on me. So it was a shame on me this time, but we move past the shames and, you know, we live life accordingly. Ultimately, it is what it is. You just have to learn on your own. So bitches will learn on their own. That's the answer to your question. And the second to last question is, would you rather have Cheeto dust on your fingers permanently or sweat mayonnaise? Sweat mayonnaise. Ew. Damn. But if I have Cheeto dust on my fingers, I can't wear black. I can't wear white. I can't wear any color, but like orange. And sweat mayo. Like, I would smell. Like, imagine I'm hot. I think I'll have Cheeto dust on my fingers permanently because I could just wear gloves all year round. But sweating mayonnaise, that's not a smell I want to smell like at all. So my last question is a two-parter, and I just want to thank everybody for listening to my Ask Tizzy segment. I had a lot of questions from a lot of people. I had more, but I didn't want this to be an hour-long podcast because I don't, you know, I get tired of talking after a while. Like, my jaw hurts, my mouth hurts, like, pause. But, like, I'd be tired. So what's one lesson you learned this year? Wow, I wish I could sum it up to one. But one lesson I learned this year is basically stop giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. Some people are just assholes and they'll never change from that. My main lesson I learned though is people will never treat you like how you treat them. And you can't get mad about that. We all have different personalities. We all have different characteristics. We all have, you know, people who we would be willing to do more for versus the other person. So, I mean, that's one lesson I learned in majority this year is people come and go. And also I learned that everybody's not going to treat you how you treat them. What others eat, you don't shit, and vice versa. And the last question, is what are your goals for the next year and what do you plan on bringing or leaving behind? My goals for the next year is just to flourish. That is my goal, to just flourish and to work hard and just spread my wings. And, you know, I've been a caterpillar for years. I'm ready to be the butterfly. I'm ready to get my career. I'm ready to be successful. I'm ready for my podcast to jump off and be up there with the rankings of Joe Budden's podcast and Amanda Seale's podcast. And, you know, the Shade Room posted a post about what podcast you're listening to. And ultimately, my goal is to have the Shantizzy podcast up there as people saying, oh, we love hearing your voice. We love your feedback. We love your uncensorship. We love your uneditedness. We love, you know, you keeping it fucking real. Like, that's what I want people to say. So that's a goal within my podcast. A goal within myself is to just be more compassionate in my dreams and to be more hardworking in my dreams and to keep pushing and to keep being a big-hearted person I am. I don't change for nobody. Like I stated, I'm a positive person. I spew positive affirmations. No one will ever change that. It just, the only thing you'll change is me doing it towards you. So, I mean, excuse me. That's ultimately one of my goals, is to continue being me, but, you know, update it a little bit. More compassion, more drive, more hard work. And just, you know, yeah, setting into what I want my adult life to be and, you know, the rest of my life to be. What do I plan on bringing or leaving behind? I plan on bringing my bomb-ass personality, my positivity, my peace, and my, you know, just overall self. Like, I want to be happy. I want to be at peace. I want all of that. And I'm going to work in that within myself. So that's what I want to bring towards the next year. What I'm leaving behind is negativity. I feel like people's personal personalities are not big enough for me to leave behind because they're too similar. So in total, I want to leave negativity. I want to leave tears. I want to leave anger. I want to leave, you know, negative thoughts. I just want to leave all of that behind. If it's not pushing me forward, I want to leave it back. I don't want any of that. And honestly, I'm leaving behind people who never had good intentions for me anyway. And I'm leaving people who plan on bringing that bullshit in the next year. I don't want it. I don't even need next year to start this fucking journey. I could start it tomorrow. But I just don't want any of those things in my next year. I just want peace, positivity, and, you know, peace, positivity. I forgot the other P. I will always say it too. Peace, positivity, and I forgot the other P. But yeah, peace, positivity, and, you know, happiness, ultimately. I just want to go on and work hard towards my dreams and just be a happy young woman. And you guys have helped me in a step for that. Thank you for listening to two seasons. 2019 is going to be even bigger for the Shantizzy podcast. I feel it. Like, I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. I would love for you guys, like I stated it earlier, to come and be on a podcast, give your opinion. And if you have any music services, makeup, any of that, please come be on the podcast. Come shout yourself out. Come promote yourself. Come start your journey into promoting yourself. I would love to, you know, be a footstool or, you know, be that push up for you to start your dreams as well. I do want to wish everybody a happy holiday. Let's make the new year great. Let's, you know, all set goals for ourselves and, you know, make something of ourselves, and let's just keep pushing positivity. And yeah, this is goodbye to season two. I love you guys. Thank you for always listening and giving me feedback and just pushing me to keep going forward. And yeah, enjoy. Happy holiday. Happy new year.